It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. City SC, there's not much time left in the season. Just three more matches to go. They've got a midweek match coming up tomorrow as they will take on LAFC. And we're very happy to welcome on to the program. He is going to be part of the Spanish language broadcast on Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He is Francisco X Rivera. You follow him on Twitter at FX_Rivera. Francisco, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Hey, Matt. Well, first of all, I'm honored. St. Louis holds a very special place in my heart. The very first World Series that I called on Spanish TV, the one in 2006 when you guys won against the Tigers, and then I got to do another one in 2011. So, you know, I got to go to St. Louis for a game, for a soccer game earlier this season, and I actually caught a 1 p.m. game. It was the Cardinals and the Giants. I got invited into the booth with Paulo and with Benji, so you know, great times every time I'm there. So honored to be with you guys on KMOX.
So what do you enjoy more, coming into City Park or coming into Busch Stadium?
Well, Busch Stadium has held a big, big place in my heart, because then again, the first time I was there in St. Louis, that's when you guys opened the park, 06. So then again, I never got to go to the old Busch, if you will. So then again, I mean, City Park was impressive, though. The food was out of this world. So I wouldn't mind going back sometime soon.
So how tough is it for a team playing these midweek matches? We heard from John Hackworth yesterday saying that in a normal week, when you're going from weekend to weekend, you're able to get two really intense training sessions in during the week. You don't get that going into a midweek game. How challenging do you think it is for a team going into one of these midweek games?
Yeah, I think the second half has been brutal for most of the teams in MLS. But if you look at, you know, if you go back to the summer when they were playing League Cup as well, and, you know, St. Louis got all the way to the round of 18, you know, it's been tough since then for these teams. And obviously, you know, players, you know, need to adapt, need to adjust. Sometimes if you need to change your strategies or adapt some of the tactics, you don't get too much time to do that. So I think this team has found an identity, though. I don't believe that they're going to change so much of what we've seen, especially in the second half, since the Club America game and the game in Portland to start the second half of the season. So I think they're well connected. They know each one of the guys knows the role. The German guys, Teuhut, Horn, Hartl have connected really well. So I don't think at this point it will affect them much physically, of course. You know, LAFC is coming from the same type of rhythm, you know, having to play the Open Cup game just a few days ago. So, you know, I think in that aspect, they're pretty even.
St. Louis has found a way to get a couple wins here. They've scored five goals over their last two matches. What are you seeing from this team as seemingly they finally get into more of a scoring rhythm here at the end of the season?
Well, I remember talking to John at the beginning of the second half, because I got to do the game in Portland, that 4-4 game against the Timbers. And he was telling me how big that game against Club America was in terms of morale. I mean, just knowing that they were able to go toe-to-toe against one of the toughest teams, one of the biggest teams in the whole continent. And I think we saw it in Portland. I mean, and, you know, despite that last-minute wonderful goal from Evander, I mean, this team looked very well connected. I was very, very impressed by Teuhut, by Hartl, and the way St. Louis was able to counterattack, how fast they were, how connected they were. And they reminded me a lot of the St. Louis that I saw and we all saw last year. So, you know, I'm expecting a lot of that tomorrow, to be honest, because LAFC, you know, has the same DNA since they've had since 2018, a team that plays for 4-3-3 that are very open, that like to push in their opponents. And St. Louis is a good team that's very good at counterattacking. So I think we're going to see a lot of goals. I hope St. Louis can keep a fight tomorrow, can be toe-to-toe against one of the toughest teams in MLS. So, yeah, I'm expecting a very open and offensive game tomorrow.
We're talking with Francisco X Rivera, who's going to be on the Spanish language call of City SC and LAFC tomorrow night in Los Angeles. And Francisco, this is an LAFC team that has just put together a fantastic season. When you look at them, what most impresses you? What is their identity that's led to them putting together the year they've put together?
Well, the thing, going back once again, going back to 2018 when Bob Bradley put this team together, I've always seen a very offensive team. From the very first game they played against Seattle back in March. And I do remember that I was part of the LAFC broadcast team for 5 years, and I pretty much remember every game as if it was yesterday. And then again, it was a very offensive team, a team that suffered a bit in the back at times, that was able to get a bit more balanced since the arrival of Steve Cherundolo. And I think what's impressed me the most, to be honest, it's not on the field, it's off the field. It's the way John Thorrington has been able to change and trade chips and being able to move pieces together to put the type of team that he's put together with, you know, we all know the limitations sometimes that you get and the strategy involved when you have to put a roster together with the MLS salary cap and the designated player rules and everything. So the way they've been able to bring so many talented players, from Carlos Vela to Gareth Bale to Giorgio Chiellini, most recently Denis Bouanga, who I think has been arguably one of the biggest steals, if not the biggest steals in the last 5-10 years, because he came, you know, with a decent resume, but he's been just so explosive, arguably top three in terms of offensive players in MLS. And I think he's an MVP candidate. And now you look at how they brought Olivier Giroud, who, you know, a lot of people might say he hasn't looked all that connected yet, but he already scored, and he is one of the best players in France's history. And then now you have Carlos Vela coming back as well after a long layoff. So, you know, this team is putting together a very solid base heading into the playoffs, and I think that's the most important thing, because they had a little bit of a funk the last few weeks. But, you know, being able to lift the U.S. Open Cup, being able to get that last win, able to clinch the playoffs, I think they're sort of getting to a rhythm. And I think the better they close the season, the better chances they have to be able to get back to the top.
He is Francisco X. Rivera. We, of course, encourage you to be subscribing to the MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Incredible, not just English broadcast, as mentioned. Francisco does the Spanish language broadcast, and they've got other languages as well. They're always updating content throughout the week. It's a spectacular package, and it's worth taking a look at as we're just a few weeks out from the MLS postseason. Francisco, thank you so much for taking some time. Have a wonderful call, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
Man, it's a pleasure. And then again, I'll come say hello next time I'm in St. Louis.
All right, very good. That's Francisco X. Rivera. We'd love to have him in studio. I'm a little jealous of Polo and Benji that they got to spend some time with Francisco. So we will definitely take him up on his offer next time we get the opportunity to have him in St. Louis. All right, so that's just about going to do it for the show today. Again, we're done early. We've got the vice presidential debate. That's going to begin coverage at about 7:30, so a little bit more than a minute from now. And then that's expected to get. They have a pregame show. It's the vice presidential pregame show. So we're still talking in sports language. We'll get to that. They can break it all down. Keys to the debate. Maybe they can do that. I don't know. But we'll be back with you coming up tomorrow for a full 2-hour program, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And we're going to continue this Cardinals conversation coming out of the press conference yesterday. Still a lot more things to get into. And there are a lot more answers out there that we would like to have that we still don't have at this point. And we just kind of have to wait on some of those. We'll talk to you again tomorrow for another Sports Open Line here on KMOX.